2023 Negotiations. Members of the Federation du Personnel de Soutien Scolaire, FPSSCSQ, vote in favor of proposed agreements. Members of the Federation du Personnel de Soutien Scolaire have ratified the proposed agreements in principle with the government. The agreements address the sectoral working conditions of school support staff and the intersectoral issues of the Common Front. Since these agreements are interrelated, a combined proposal was presented to the General Assemblies. FPSSCSQ President Eric Pronovo points out that the members examined the contents of the proposed combined agreement and a majority deemed it to be satisfactory. They believe that, though the agreements do not completely resolve all the problems in our education system, they contain positive elements to improve working conditions and, on the whole, deliver many solutions. The results of the votes have been sent to the Centrale des Syndicats du Québec, which will present the data collated from other federations at the next General Negotiations Council. We will have to wait and see if the agreements are accepted by a majority of CSQ members. Mr. Pronovo adds that, "I would like to stress my solidarity with the school support staff of the Cree and Katavik school boards, whose negotiations are ongoing for the renewal of their collective agreements." Common Front. Affected members of the CSQ, the CSN, the FTQ, and the APTS are being asked to hold democratic votes in their respective General Assemblies. These assemblies will be held until February 19, 2024, after which the Common Front will take stock of the situation.